Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John, is advising Vincentians to treat everyone as if they have COVID-19. Ms. John pointed out that many persons have been going about their daily routine as if the situation has returned to normal. She also noted that persons are also dismissing flu-like symptoms as insignificant.
Let's get back to basic. What is COVID-19? From the very onset, we stated to you that COVID-19 is a viral flu-like. So if you get anything like a flu-like symptom, or you feel like you have a runny nose, you have a fever, you have a sore throat, you have a dry cough, all of these are symptoms of COVID-19. I think a lot of persons have gotten a very relaxed way. If you feel that you may feel a little off, you tend to think it's probably the cold or the sinus. And I've said it before, do not self-diagnose yourself, because the longer you stay with your symptoms, the more your chances of you spreading it from person to person. Treat everyone as if they have COVID. I think a lot of times we take it for granted, even our friends, the people we live with, that everything is fine. And so everything is not fine because we're still in a pandemic. Simple little things that I want us to go back to: washing your hands, wearing your mask, and keeping your distance. And, you know, we have a culture of wanting to lime and hang out and chill and you know, and all of these things. But we have to be mindful that each of these things could have significant impact on multiple things that we are doing after.
Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John. Regionally, Guyana has recorded 84 new cases of COVID-19, taking the total positive cases recorded to date to 18,530. And Barbados's response to the COVID-19 pandemic has received a $120 million loan to boost the effort from the European Investment Bank. The government indicated that the loan will pay for the costs already incurred in the fight against the year-old pandemic. Internationally, France said it is ending the obligation to wear masks outside and would bring forward by 10 days the lifting of a nighttime curfew as COVID infections fall and the country's vaccine drive picks up. Meanwhile, South Africa has tightened coronavirus restrictions by extending a curfew and limiting alcohol sales in the face of a surge in infections in the past 2 weeks. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.